With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. There's a beefed-up federal law enforcement presence on the streets of Washington, D.C. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton explains why.
At the direction of President Trump, federal officers will be patrolling the nation's capital for at least the next week.
You're going to be safe walking down streets. You're not going to get mugged.
He has repeatedly complained about the city's crime.
Now, we want to have a great, safe capital.
The president has suggested that his administration could fully take over running D.C., but doing so would require a repeal of the Home Rule Act of 1973 in Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Federal regulators have been ordered to probe bank discrimination against conservatives.
President Trump has ordered an investigation into whether banks have discriminated against conservatives and industries like gun manufacturers and cryptocurrency companies. This executive order addresses debanking, where banks close accounts or refuse business with certain industries. The president accuses banks like J.P. Morgan Chase and Bank of America of targeting him and his allies. The order directs federal regulators to ensure banks don't discriminate based on political or religious beliefs and to refer cases to the Department of Justice. Ron Taylor reporting.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has rejected the idea of giving up land to end the war with Russia. The response Saturday follows President Trump's suggestion that a peace deal could involve some swapping of territories. Mr. Trump plans to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska, which is seen as a potential breakthrough in the ongoing conflict. They get together on Friday. About 1,400 firefighters have been deployed in France's southern Aude region to prevent the country's largest wildfire in decades from reigniting. All residents have been allowed to return home. Aude Prefect Christian Pujot says that the fire has been contained after burning some 62 square miles. This is SRN News. A church in Nigeria's megacity of Lagos has become a community for people who are deaf. The pastor preaches in sign language, and the vibrations of drums signal when to pray or kneel at the Christian Mission for the Deaf Church. An estimated 10 million of Nigeria's 220 million people are deaf or having difficulty hearing, and disability advocates say that in the absence of inclusive churches and institutions, the Christian Mission Church is critical, especially in African societies where the perception of people with disabilities is influenced by pagan beliefs. A group of performers is traveling across the U.S. singing church songs first sung by the Gullah Geechee people, a group of enslaved Africans who worked the cotton and rice plantations of the South Carolina Sea Islands. They sing in the old Gullah Creole language that is rooted in West Africa. A recent performance took place at Coffin Point Praise House. It's one of three remaining wooden structures on St. Helena Island, once served as a place of worship for enslaved people. This is SRN News. The Hubble Space Telescope continues to churn out incredible pictures.
The Hubble Space Telescope has captured the best picture yet of a high-speed comet visiting our solar system from another star. NASA and the European Space Agency released the latest photos Thursday. The interstellar comet was discovered last month by a telescope in Chile. Astronomers originally estimated the size of its icy core at several miles across, but Hubble's observations have narrowed it down to no more than 3.5 miles. It's only the third known object from another solar system to pass our way. It poses no threat to Earth. Keith Peters, Washington.
Today is Sunday, August the 10th. It is the 222nd day of 2025. On this date in history, 1945, a day after the atomic bombing of Nagasaki, Japan conveyed its willingness to surrender, provided the status of the emperor remained unchanged. The U.S. said it would determine the emperor's status. This is SRN News.